This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hi guys, hope everyone's well and is having a good day. So in terms of this episode, I'm going to touch on how I set up arms and delts and just run you through what the session looks like, why you might want to do the session, and some other things to consider regarding setting up this day. So, first of all, in terms of what are delts, for those that don't know, delts are just the side of your shoulder. They're the muscle responsible for driving your arms out to your side, and they often can have a big impact on how your physique looks and just make your shoulders look much bigger, it makes you look much wider, hence the benefit of training them frequently and isolating the delts, or the side delts anyway. So the benefit of an arm and delts day is just extra volume for your arms and delts. It's nothing fancy about it. It's just a way of prioritizing them a bit more. With doing so as well, they don't have a ton of fatigue associated with it. For example, you're not going to feel absolutely smashed as you would by training legs. Saying that, it's still going to fatigue you and make you tired and give you some physical and mental exhaustion or tiredness, but just not as much as it would, say, training upper body or training legs. So that's something to consider. And another factor is it's enjoyable for some. Depends who you are and what your body parts you like training. But it's important to enjoy your training, because if you don't enjoy it, then you're less likely to stick to it at the end of the day. So it is something you need to consider. And as for most people, quite a common split now is like an upper lower split or push pull legs, for good reason. They are very beneficial, but usually arms get tagged on at the end of those sessions. For example, you'll do two bicep exercises at the very end. At the very end of like a pull day, you've not got the most energy, you're not going to perform the best doing biceps, so you could argue they're getting neglected, they're not getting prioritized. And if something's last, do you expect it to get brung up the most and have the most growth occur? Probably not. So that also lends an arm and delts day to be beneficial. So in terms of how I like to set up the arms and delts day, I like to do 3 supersets for biceps and triceps, and then 4 sets of side delt shoulder work, or side of your shoulder work in other words. So I'll jump into the 3 supersets for your biceps and triceps. So usually it's around 2 sets per exercise, and usually just one lower rep range, so like 1 times 8 to 10 reps, and then 1 set for like 12 to 15 reps on both movements. And what you want to do is you want to pick convenient but effective supersets. And what I mean by this is you want to pick movements that you know are effective and are gonna merit muscle growth, but you want to make it convenient as well. Just for an enjoyment standpoint, I've found doing this session myself, it's a bit annoying having to take tons of attachments on and off the cable pulleys, moving the cable pulleys about a ton, and just changing the weight, it gets a bit annoying. So I think having like convenient sets, let's say, where you don't have to change the attachment is very beneficial, just for, again, enjoyment and effort standpoint. And just so you're not spending ages in the gym, because if you do a push-pull leg split or an upper-lower split, you probably spend a decent amount of time in the gym for those sessions. So the first movement I like to do for like biceps is one that targets the shortening range a wee bit more. So when we're trying to target our bicep in the shortened range, basically what happens is we want our elbow in front of our body so somewhat and not right next to our side, probably when we want it to travel up a bit so we can fully squeeze our bicep. If you are not in public or that, then ill. If you put your arm straight, you bend it so you're squeezing your bicep and then lift your elbow up towards like the height of your ear, you'll feel a better squeeze, and this is because your bicep is fully shortened. So if we have something like a easy bar curl where we can curl it and lift our elbow slightly, that will train our bicep in the shortened or fully contracted position. And the reason why we want to do this first is we don't do it. We can't shorten our bicep as effectively as the session goes on. We get weaker in the shortened range, in the fully contracted range, when our elbow's up high, basically. And then next, we want to do a tricep movement. So a tricep movement where our elbows finish in, basically in line with our body. And one that could be an easy bar push down, a cross body tricep extension just with holding the either ends of the cable pulleys, or a rope tricep extension, something along that line. And next is a movement that trains your bicep in the lengthened range. So your bicep, when you're training it in a lengthened range, what you basically want to do is something like when you're doing a cable curl with D handles facing away from the cable stack. So when you do this movement, you'll have tension on your biceps at the bottom position in comparison to when you're facing the cable stack where you don't. And this trains your bicep in the stretched position and emphasizes the stretched position. Hence the benefit of it. And in doing so, it just means we are not putting all eggs in one basket and we're making the most of each position we can train our bicep in. And in theory, covering all our bases and maximizing muscle growth, in my opinion. And then I like supersetting that with another tricep movement. So if you're using a D-handle bicep curl, or let's say you're doing a high incline dumbbell curl, which means you're lying on a high incline bench and then curling them and keeping your palms facing up, then just superset it with something where you don't have to like use a different bit of equipment or different dumbbells for triceps, which could be something like a crossbody tricep extension with the cables, or it could be a dumbbell skill crusher if you're using the dumbbells for that bicep movement there. And again, like I said, all three of these movements will be, or all three of these supersets will be one set in 8 to 10 rep range and one set on the 12 to 15 rep range for each exercise. So the third and final superset is usually a hammer curl variation, which means a set where your palms are facing in if you're training your biceps. The reason being is this trains the long head of our bicep and our forearm slightly more. And again, it makes sense to train all parts of our bicep and to not just do like one movement. It would like be doing a leg extension just to grow your quads, or only one movement to grow your quads. Yes, they might grow, but could they grow more effectively? Probably. Hence why you don't want to just do one movement. And yeah, so a hammer curl variation, it could be a dumbbell hammer curl where your palms face in, a rope hammer curl, just a cable hammer curl without an attachment on the cable stack, anything like that. It could be like one of those like bars where your palms face in, if that makes sense, those hammer curl bars. And for this tricep superset, you want to train your tricep in the lengthened range. So this means you want your arm over your head, basically. So you could be doing an overhead tricep extension with the rope. You could be doing it with dumbbells. You could be doing a skull crusher type thing with the bench a wee bit more upright, that sort of thing. So doing it with a rope's quite ideal because obviously with a rope, you only use the one attachment. You can do a hammer curl right into the overhead tricep extension. It's nice and convenient and easy to do. So yeah, just a quick recap on those three bicep and tricep exercises. So you want to basically just choose three different ones where it's not that inconvenient changing the attachment, and again, two sets each, one 8 to 10, one 12 to 15. And again, since they're supersets, a superset is basically when you go one exercise right into the other, which means you don't really rest in between them. Saying that, you don't have to sprint from the bicep exercise into the tricep, but you don't have to rest 5 minutes because they're not that cardiovascular demanding. And when our bicep will be resting, is when we can train our triceps vice versa. So it gives us time to like recover the other muscle while we're doing the other movement. So after that, I like to incorporate four sets of side delt movements or side shoulder movements. In other words, the side of your shoulder you'll be training. And this can be done best by a lateral raise variation. And the reason being is we know the role of our side delt is to basically drive our arm out to the side to abduct it from our body, which just basically means take it away from our body, which is what you do in a lateral raise. And I usually do four sets on these movements, so two low rep sets like 2 at 8 to 10, then 2 at 12 to 15, or 2 at 15 to 20, something like that. And the reason why I do four is because you're only doing one side delt exercise and you're only going to be doing, you're only doing like four sets on one exercise. You could do two sets on one exercise and two sets of the other, but just for convenience purposes and save you setting up another exercise, I think it's fine just doing the four sets on the one. So some examples of movements that work, your side delts could be like a lying cuffed lateral, which is good because your body's set in stone, meaning you're not going to be able to move your chest and your torso about because you're lying down on the bench. Next would be a lateral raise machine. So one where, well, if your gym has a lateral raise machine, I'm sure you'll know what I mean. But basically, it's the same as like the same pattern as like a dumbbell lateral. You hold the handles, you drive them out, and they like arc upwards when they do so. And you could also do something like a dumbbell lateral raise. And then when you're doing lateral raises, what you want to ensure is you keep your palm facing down, like you're pouring, pouring water out of a jug. Visualize you're pouring water, so your palm's facing down. You'll have a lovely demonstration if you're watching this on the YouTube. So like your palm's facing down so that you're pouring a jug of water. You don't want your palm to face up, or you don't want to lift your chest up when you're doing them, because that will change the muscle that's worked. So that's really important. And you want to always focus on driving out and not driving up, because your side delt's responsible for driving your arm out to the side. It's not responsible for driving up, because that's what your trap is responsible for. And our trap's a really big muscle, so if that gets involved, it's just going to take all the tension off the side shoulder or side delt. Four sets of them. And again, for all these exercises, control the way down, or in other words, eccentrics. And that's about it for this session, really. So I'll just do a quick recap on it. So two sets for each arm exercise, and you're doing three supersets for your arms. So that's one bicep exercise, one tricep exercise, then repeating that three times. So three exercises for your biceps, three exercises for your tricep. Then you're doing four sets of side delt raises. And also, you can do any other work at the end or the start of your session for some weak body parts. For example, if you have a really weak chest, you want some more volume for it, you're not training your chest the day before or after that session, you could do three sets of chest fly or three sets of like a low incline or mid incline dumbbell press, or three sets of bench press, that sort of thing. And again, this applies for other muscle groups. So if your back's weak, you could do like four sets of back at the start or at the end. Something to consider is if it's at the start, you're going to maximize those sets. Whereas if it's at the end, you're not going to maximize those sets so much. But if it is at the start, then will that take away from your arm work and your side delt work? That's something to always consider. And then if you're doing more work, you won't be able to recover from it as well. You'll have more fatigue or tiredness, and the session will just impact your recovery greater. So that's something else to consider. So yeah, pick wisely if you want to put it at the start or the end. And that's about it. So again, if you've got weak arms or delts, or you just fancy an arm day, it can be a good addition to put into your training split. So hope you've enjoyed this. If anyone would like to see anything similar or any specific topics covered, just let me know. If you made it to the end, please subscribe to the podcast, share it with anyone you know, share it on Instagram if you wish, and leave a rating and review if possible. So yeah, I appreciate everyone who supported the podcast this far. We're just now approaching just under 400 downloads, which is mental. So really, really happy with that. And yeah, thank you so, so much for everyone who's supported it this far. And looking forward to getting to 500 by the end of the year, potentially. And then by next year, definitely over 1,000 is the goal. So hope everyone has a great day, and thank you for listening.